Welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast, which we record every week here in our soon-to-be-demolished University Hall studio. I'm your host, Jeff White from virginiasports.com. Final exams are almost over at UVA, and a lot of students have headed home already. But our spring teams are still here competing, including baseball, whose second baseman, Andy Weber, joins me today. Andy, great to see you again. Are you all through with exams?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You're a history major. How did you end up there? Because you didn't start there, did you?
No, I actually started as a sociology major and just wasn't the right fit for me. And so I think after talking to some of my teammates and some former players who have also done history majors, and they liked it, and so I figured I'd make the switch.
So your fourth year, though, when a lot of students can take more electives and everything, you're going to be super concentrated in history classes.
Exactly. I'll be focusing more on history classes.
So you and your teammates are about to enter the home stretch of the regular season. There's a three-game series with Georgia Tech this weekend at Disharoon Park, then a home game Tuesday night against Richmond, then a three-game series at Wake Forest next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then comes the ACC tournament. From a baseball standpoint, what's the exam break like for you? You know, for most of the season, you're playing four or five games a season. Then all of a sudden, you kind of come to a screeching halt.
Yeah. I think the coaches do a great job of keeping our minds and our bodies the right way over exam break. And we'll have practices with maybe play an inner squad a couple innings or something like that. And it's nice to get a couple days off for exam breaks just for your body's sake. But there's definitely still a sense of urgency even though there's exam breaks. Once you're done with your exam for that day, you got to get ready to go to the field.
Is everybody able to come to every practice during the break, or do you have guys out taking exams sometimes?
They try to schedule it around your everybody's exam.
Right.
So it's very rare that we'll have a practice where not everybody can make it. So I think they did a pretty good job with the scheduling.
The team is 9-15 in the ACC, 25-20 overall. If the NCAA field was announced today, Virginia would probably not be in it. You're aware of the history of the program under Brian O'Connor. How much do the players talk about the postseason?
I think it's definitely something in everybody's mind. It is when you come here. But Coach O'Connor says all the time, the game's hard enough as it is. And so to play for an NCAA regional appearance is not the goal for our next game.
Right.
It's more, let's try to beat Georgia Tech on Friday night. And so I think our coaches and our players have all done a really good job of trying to keep things as simple as we can and just trying to win the next inning, the next pitch, something like that. So we don't kind of overthink
right.
or overplay or something like that.
Injuries are a part of all sports, but this team has had an inordinate number of key players get hurt. Do you shake your head sometimes when you think, you know, what's happened this season, and particularly if you think about what the lineup potentially could have looked like this season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you lose a lot of good bats like Cam Simmons,
Jake.
And Jake McCarthy. Those are our two biggest impact players, and so and then you lose Caleb Knight for a
right.
long time, and
Chesden has not pitched this year.
Exactly,
Chesden. Sperling's been in and out.
Definitely. So, I mean, it is what it is, and it's tough. But at the end of the day, it gives a lot of new players opportunities that maybe would not have
right.
had it, and so that's good for them as players, and it'll be good for the team in the long run. So it's tough to battle through, but it's something that we've been doing all season, something we have to continue to do.
What was previously known as Davenport Field is now called Disharoon Park. The name is not the only new thing about the ballpark, which underwent a $18 million renovation after the end of last season. What's it like coming to play there every day and looking around and seeing, you know, what was a really good facility become an extraordinary one?
Yeah, I mean, the first time that the they said the state, the expansion was pretty much done. And you walked out there, and it's completely different than what it was last year. You have like, it feels like you have a whole new stadium on top of your old one. And so, I mean, you look down the right field line, and there's twice as many seats, and yeah. there's a roof. And then you look in the left field bleachers, and there's twice as many seats out there. So it's definitely a very cool expansion and project, and something we're all very grateful for. And we're just very thankful to be able to play in that facility every day.
You switched dugouts this year. Did that take any getting used to at all? Did you find yourself coming off the field and running to the third baseline?
Yeah, definitely. After practice or something, you go in the normal way. I think the only time that we actually played in the first base dugout is either for Orange and Blue World Series games or
NCAA sometimes.
Regional
it would flip,
tournament,
right?
Yeah, we played there my freshman year. We were in the first base dugout, and so that's pretty much it. So I think we've all finally become used to the switch.
As a freshman, you played in 33 games and hit .269. As a sophomore, you played in 52 games and hit .278. This season, you've started every game and you're hitting .354, which leads the team. Did you see this coming, you know, this breakout year? And what's been the difference this year at the plate?
I think part of the biggest thing is just experience. And, coming every day for the last 3 years and really working on different things. And then you go away for the summer and you learn different opinions about hitting or whatever it may be that you that work for you. And definitely have some advice from the older guys that have played here, like Pavin mm-hmm. Smith and Adam Hazley. And I think when you put all those things together, along with just having experience playing in for Virginia and in the ACC, it's definitely something it's cool to watch when all that progress is kind of working out.
You in the NCAA tournament last year, you were 8-for-11. Is that a significant confidence booster and a springboard going into the off season to, you know, play well at that stage of the season on that stage?
I mean, I think it's. I think it is. At the same time, it's part of the game. When you're feeling good, you're feeling yeah. good, and when you're not, you're not. And I think it's just kind of the highs and lows that you kind of got to take with baseball. And so that was it was a fun experience, but I think it was a confidence booster in some sort of way.
Your hometown is listed as Aurora, Ohio, which is about 30 miles southeast of Cleveland. Were you born and raised there?
Yes, still
live there. What's Aurora like? Is it a one high school town or?
Yeah, it's a pretty small town.
I mean, is it considered a suburb of Cleveland, or is it far enough out that it's not?
It's far enough out there. Probably it's not a suburb of Cleveland, but it's about, I think, 1,000 kids went to my high school, and basically the town revolves around Aurora High School football. So you get Friday nights in the fall are very cool, and it's pretty much when the whole town comes together, and that's pretty much my town.
Did you play any other sports?
No, I did not.
So you were not part of that football experience?
I wanted to play after Mighty Mites football. My dad said I blew up my knee, so I kind of bagged my football career after that.
You are close to Cleveland, though. Are you a Browns, Cavs, Indians guy?
I am. Yes, definitely.
What do you think of the Baker Mayfield pick? Were you happy with that?
I couldn't tell you. I wanted Saquon Barkley, but that's just me personally.
Is it tough to be a Browns fan? I know there's some others here in the athletic department.
It definitely is. My dad is from Pittsburgh, and so he's a diehard Steelers fan. Oh. And so it's kind of a divided household. I really haven't decided on one team yet in my life. My mom's a Browns fan. My dad's a Steelers fan.
Well, it would obviously be easier to be a Steelers fan.
Definitely.
Maybe your faith will be rewarded. What was your recruiting story? How'd you end up at the University of Virginia?
I went to more camps in high school. I was more of a camp kid. My summer team didn't really kind of make that tour, mm-hmm. like Georgia, Perfect Game and stuff like that. So, camps was how I got recruited, and I came here my junior winter, I think in January, and met with Coach O'Connor and Coach Mack right after, and then about 2 weeks later, I took a visit and committed. And so it was a pretty short recruiting process once it all got started.
Was there a runner-up in the process or finalists? Or
I had went to 31 baseball camps in my high school career, and so I definitely had talked to a lot of coaches, a lot of schools and stuff like that, but this was definitely the coolest place where you stepped on grounds and you stepped in the field, and it was just a different vibe between everything else. And so it was a pretty easy decision when it was all said and done.
Music is a huge part of your family's life. Your father is a violinist with the Cleveland Orchestra. Your mother teaches violin. Did you inherit their musical proficiency? And you have two siblings, right? Are they musicians as well?
Yes. My sister is a very good piano player, and my brother used to play the trumpet. So we have all kind of got music ingrained.
And play a variety of instruments, right?
Yes. I used to play the trumpet, and I play a little bit of guitar now. And so that's about it for me. But all throughout high school, I played trumpet every day. I practiced trumpet every day. Not necessarily by choice, but it was something very cool that I got to experience, something I'm thankful for.
What about violin? Have you ever picked that up?
So my junior year, I actually didn't want to be in the marching band. I was in the marching band my freshman year, and didn't like that. So my dad's like, well, you got to play something. I was like, okay, I'll play the violin because you guys play the violin, so you can teach me. And after some kind of squabbling between me and my parents just about teaching me how to play violin and some impatience, I kind of just taught myself how to play it. And so I played orchestra, and I played violin for a little bit too.
There's a famous composer, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Do you ever get Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah, definitely all the time.
You spent the past two summers playing for the Thunder Bay Border Cats in the Northwoods Summer League. They're based in Canada and Ontario, right?
Yeah.
What's that experience like? I mean, guys from UVA go scatter around the country and in some cases across into other countries, but what was that like?
The first time I had went up there, it was definitely a culture shock for me. But
is there a town called Thunder Bay? Is that
that is the town. You go up there and it's cold when you first get up there. Even in the summer, it's pretty cold. And I think it was 50 degrees the first game I played, and it was June. But it was a very cool experience. I had a very good host family and coach and everything, and I liked it so much I went back up there.
Yeah, did you have the same host family?
I did. Yes, I did. They actually came down here to watch us play at the North Carolina series.
So, you had other UVA guys there last year or not?
No,
in the league though, right?
In the league, yes. Cam Comer and Jalen Harrison were both in the Northwoods last year.
When I talked to you last season about it, I think you told me that the Border Cats' closest opponent was in Duluth, mm-hmm. Minnesota, a four-hour drive away. So 4 hours each way. Mm-hmm. Then also Waterloo, Iowa, a 12-hour bus ride each way.
Yeah.
So you're not flying to any of these games.
No, and they actually added a new team this past summer in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Wow.
And that was 15 hours. So I even got to expand my drive time a little bit more.
How do you kill the time on those bus rides? Like, you take some bus rides here, but they're not 15 hours.
No. I think for me, I would just stay up the night before we were about to leave, and then when we get on the bus, I just sleep for 10 hours, something like that.
Does that make you appreciate some of the kind of amenities that you have here as a UVA baseball player
definitely.
In the ACC?
For sure. I mean, you're kind of on your own when you're in summer ball, and everything is on your own, so you get taken care of very well here, and it's a very cool experience.
Your shortstop last year was Ernie Clement. This season, it's Tanner Morris, who's the first year from Crozet. What's the process like of developing chemistry you know, for a second baseman and a shortstop, because obviously you're a key part of the particularly double play process.
Right.
And how long does it take?
It's I don't think there's any really finite set of time for the chemistry. It's kind of something you just kind of get one day when maybe you're at second base and the guy like Tanner is playing shortstop, and then that happens every day. And mm-hmm. eventually you just kind of, you know what he's going to do. He knows what you're going to do on maybe a certain ground ball. And I mean, you're next to him all the time. And so Tanner's a very good player, and definitely it's very cool to watch him develop from the minute he stepped here to where he is now. And he's playing at a very high level. And so I think it's a very good duo that we have going up the middle.
Because of the fact that he's from the area, did you have any kind of relationship and know him before he officially joined the program, maybe that you wouldn't with a kid from, you know, farther away?
Yeah, no, I had never met him or anything. I just kind of heard rumors that he was a very good player mm-hmm. out of high school, and went to, I think, the Miller School.
Yeah, and I think he got drafted and yeah. thought about turning pro.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, he's a very good player, and we're thankful to have him here.
It's not uncommon for college baseball players to turn pro after 3 years. When you're having a season like you are, is it hard to block the MLB draft out of your mind? And, you know, how do you deal with that as it gets closer to June?
I think for me it's something that, yeah, I mean, you think about occasionally. I try to not think about it as much as possible because that's not my job while I'm here, and my job is to help us win ball games. And so I think when you just focus on winning, and everything else kind of takes care of itself, because the more you win, it means you got better players and people come see you. And so I think when you simplify it like that and you just do your job that you're supposed to do here, it definitely kind of takes care of everything else.
Unless I'm forgetting another sport, I think baseball plays more games here than any other team. So it's obviously a time-consuming activity. What's your UVA experience been like away from baseball? Have you been able to, you know, get a taste of life on grounds and around grounds?
Yeah, definitely. When you're not at the field, you're usually trying to kind of get a sense of what Charlottesville is like. And it's been a very cool time in my life for me. And I've made a lot of friends here over the past couple of years. And very grateful for the experience. And Charlottesville and Virginia are both a great place.
Well, good. Well, thanks again for stopping by. Congrats on finishing. I guess you're officially done your third year.
Yes, sir. I'm all finished.
Great. Well, several UVA teams are competing this weekend, but baseball is the only one that'll be in Charlottesville. The games at the Dish against Georgia Tech are Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Monday night. For information on that series and all our other teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with a pre-graduation podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.